Hi everyone, and welcome to the Sick as Guitars YouTube channel. In case you're wondering, this is not the weekly guitar meeting. This is basically the trial run for a new format, supposed to highlight the deals of the month that are coming back in February. Deals of the month are guitars that are, well, added to the collection of deals of the month and are on sale for a reduced price, which doesn't really make them any less quality-wise. They just have not found their guitarist yet. As you know, the needs and, well, what a guitar caters to can be very specific.
Yeah.
As in the ergonomical part, as in sounds, as in looks. So we thought we will just give the guitars another highlight, and maybe this time we will find the fitting guitarist. Kind of feels like an adoption series, to be honest. If you followed along the channel, I'm sure you know this beautiful lady to my right side. It's Caroline.
Hi, guys.
Usually does our tutorials and is now joining to showcase the sound of the guitars, because you're an amazing player.
Thank you. Yeah, and maybe you have seen Laura in a few videos on our socials. She did, for example, the gas video, guitar acquisition syndrome, but she hasn't been online here yet. So please give her a warm welcome in the comments.
Yeah, I'm also the one reading all the comments, so keep
she's
in mind.
She's doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes, so...
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And yeah, now I'm right in front of the camera. And, well, I've prepared some guitars for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited to try them out.
Shall we start?
Yes.
Let's go. All right. So this first guitar you're holding right now is built by Belgian luthier Johan Sarens. Mm-hmm. He was trained at the luthier school in Belgium and is now also a teacher since 2021, I think. In 2017, he earned an award for his meticulous craftsmanship. As far as I've read, he likes to avoid using machines for every part of the guitar that's influencing the sound. Mm. So
he does a lot of work by hand.
He does a lot of work by hand. And this guitar in particular is a replica. And looking at the rosette, could you guess?
Garcia.
Yeah, it's a very obvious Garcia-inspired rosette. Well, not just inspired, this is a replica of a 1917 Garcia model. The original model is residing at some prestigious collection in Paris, and we get to play this beautiful replica, which is very, very close to the original, sound-wise, in my opinion, but you can make up your mind.
Yeah.
And, well, I'll just start off giving some hard facts. Mm-hmm. It's a spruced up, obviously, Indian rosewood back and sides. The scale is 65 centimeters, and the nut width of the guitar is 51 millimeters.
Okay.
So it's a very solid, traditional build with very solid standard measurements. And what would you expect sound-wise?
I would expect a very clear sound, bright sound, and something that gets close to the Garcia sound as we know it, traditional Spanish sound.
Yeah. Well, basically, it should be the quintessence of Barcelona Guitar School.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm also expecting a clear sound, warm Spanish tone. And yeah, let's see.
All right, let's see how it sounds.
Thank you.
voices are really deep.
Yes. And I also really liked how responsive it is to vibrato.
Oh, yeah.
That worked really well. Amazing.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. But actually, I think it gets really close to a real Garcia.
Yeah, actually, we played Garcia yesterday. It's the 1922 model that we also still have available. And I feel like it's very similar. Also, the way it feels in my hands, but also the sound.
Talking about the way it feels, how do you like the neck? How does it fit your hand or sit in? Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's very comfortable. It's not very thick and it's also not very wide. So for me, with not too big hands, it feels just very comfortable.
Yes, it's also not that round in the back, actually. So it doesn't go that far out.
Yeah.
And I think that makes it very comfortable laying in the hand.
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. So, if you think this could be the guitar for you, just read in the description. We'll add all the links to the guitars and to the deals of the month in general. And, of course, you're always free to hit up our sales team for some more information.
Let's go to the next guitar.
Okay, so next up, warte.
Du hast ein Haar.
Very shook. Warte. Du hast ein Haar. Wo ist der?
Hier. Der.
So, next up is the Marco di Segna 2024 Reg Limited Edition. It surely is special to the eye, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, personally, I love guitars that look like this. I love the rosette and how it comes back in the headstock and that it's that's one theme.
Yes, that's very much attention paid to detail.
Yeah.
I love it. Some hard facts to start off. Mm-hmm. The top is red cedar.
Mm-hmm.
The back and sides are flamed ebony. They look very interesting, almost a bit like zebra stripes.
Mm.
And yes, of course, the rosette and the headstock are very intricate. So Marco di Segna is an Italian luthier. I think he refined his craft in Milan.
Mm-hmm.
And since 2020 has his own workshop in Venice or somewhere around Venice. And he actually is kind of going for more innovative designs and builds while also respecting traditional traditional guitar building and luthierism. That was fun.
Luthierism.
Luthiery.
Let's keep it.
Yeah. Okay. Sound wise, I would expect, actually, since it's a cedar top, a bit more warm or deep tone. But I'm very open to be surprised, actually. And I can't help but think that this rosette reminds me of the 80s.
Mm.
But, like, the good kind of 80s.
Yeah.
You know, not the part where they have, like, terrible perms, but where they had actually this kind of geometrical designs in furniture as well.
Yeah. Really cool. I love it.
I love it too. So?
Yeah. I'll play.
Yes.
Again. Okay.
Thank you. but it's very dynamic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very dynamic, very expressive.
Yes. I definitely see this fitting a contemporary player, mm-hmm. an expressive guitarist, sound-wise and look-wise.
Yeah. Good point.
I actually think it's surprisingly shimmering in the higher register.
Mm. Maybe I can still play some chords in the higher register.
Yeah, I love the tone.
A bit nasal. Yeah, like it has the warmth of a cedar guitar, but I feel like the trebles still stand out a lot. And it really gives the opportunity to play something expressive, but also to play something intimate.
Yeah.
So it feels like a very versatile guitar.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, so the neck with a 52 millimeter nut width, it feels very comfortable to me. It's not very round, but it's more flat and gives me a lot of space to play wider chords.
So, a really good guitar.
All in all, a great guitar. This is actually a guitar that I think would fit my playing style really well.
Yes, it would. Unfortunately, and we keep experiencing this, we can't buy all of the guitars here.
Yeah. I have very often that I play a guitar and I'm like, oh man, I really
Should I buy this guitar?
Should I buy it? I check my bank account again. But, you know, if I buy all the guitars that I love, then it's not possible.
Yeah, it's really not possible, unfortunately. Yeah. Okay, let's head to the next one, right?
Yes.
All right. Next up is Marco Giglioli, 2023, number 55 model. And hard facts, right off the bat, it's a spruce top, Indian rosewood back and sides, a 65 centimeter scale, mm-hmm. and a 52 millimeter nut width, just as the Disegna guitar before. So Giglioli is based in Milan and actually follows the traditional Spanish kind of guitar making. And yeah, you've played Giglioli guitars before, right?
Yeah. So I would expect this guitar to have a sweet tone, and, you know, very lyrical and charming.
Yes, that's how we know them, right?
Yeah.
I also think it looks very elegant, actually.
Yeah.
The whole
elegant.
It looks very elegant. Don't mind me being so very German. But yeah, it gives off everything you would look for in a, well, traditional, elegant looking mm-hmm. guitar. So let's test it.
Yep. Resonant.
Yes, the sustain was crazy.
Yeah, and this is not a double top, right?
No, it's a traditional build.
It's
amazing.
That's crazy.
Can you give us an example of that sustain? Because that was
amazing.
Beautiful, so lyrical. That's right there. That's the sweet tone we know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the sweet tone we know. But overall,
but it's so resonant and so loud. I didn't expect it to be this loud.
So, this Giglioli guitar is actually an unexpected powerhouse of a guitar.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, and I think the tonal balance is also very, very good.
Beautiful. I'm completely overwhelmed by the sustain.
Yeah.
That's crazy. How long? Let's just stop it. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the neck, 52 millimeter width again, is again very comfortable to play for me. It has a different shape, more like a D shape. So it has a little more flesh.
A little more roundness to the back, yes.
Yeah, a little more roundness. And yeah, it's a really, really great guitar.
Yeah, so far with the nut width, we've always kind of been in your comfort zone, right?
Yeah, let's hope it stays that way. Yes. I mean, I still have to perform, so...
Yeah. Okay, then I'll get the next one. So this next guitar is by Matthias Tilzer, an Austrian luthier who I think actually first learned violin making.
Hmm.
In school, and then what probably most influenced him was a workshop with Romanios, one of the most renowned luthiers in the world.
Yeah.
And I've actually reached for this guitar quite often in our shop when just, you know, grabbing a guitar and playing sometimes, because I like the tone, first of all. I also really like the looks of it. Hard facts, spruce top, and Madagascar rosewood back and sides with a 65 centimeter scale and 52 millimeter nut width. Quite the standard,
yeah.
As far as the last few guitars go. And I really like that it's so in tone in far as far as woods go.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very aesthetically pleasing to me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why also I've reached for it quite sometimes, because I am also a girl who likes an aesthetically pleasing guitar. But the tone surprised me. And, well, as I said, Tilzer visited a workshop with Romanios, so this is a very influenced by Spanish, by the Spanish way of guitar making.
Okay.
And, well, I'm looking forward to what you think.
Yeah, I'm really curious. Rich tone.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it kind of delivers through overtones more than just sheer volume.
Yeah, it sounds really intimate to me. And I also noticed that I'm playing a bit differently on this guitar and that I'm focusing more on the, you know, getting the right tone and vibrato. And it feels really nice.
Very, very pure to tone. Like tonal purity is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And the trebles.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the trebles? Because they sound like velvet.
Yeah, wow. I really love it. And usually I'm more of a modern guitar sound, but this one is... I really like this.
So you get why I...
Yeah,
why
I get why you always get it.
Reach for it.
Yeah.
So this would be, you know, the guitar I think about when I ask myself if I can... buy another one.
Yeah, it's you know, very, very traditional Spanish sound, and you really hear that Spanish vibe in there.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. I get it. And
yeah. The neck, it has a bit more volume, which for a guitar like this is perfect in my opinion. Very comfortable to play. Again, 52 millimeter nut width.
So still within your comfort zone.
Yeah.
So another amazing guitar. If you're interested, hit us up. Or let us know if you also like the look of this guitar. I'm personally interested.
Maybe you should buy it.
Yeah, I'll have another look at my bank account. Okay.
On to the next.
All right. Next up is Andrea Stanzione. Mm-hmm. I think, and I hope I'm pronouncing this the right way. This is a 2024 also Reg limited edition. And to give you the hard facts, it's again it's this time a 51 millimeter nut width.
Okay.
65 scale, spruce top. And I'll let you guess the back and sides, because yesterday we talked about another guitar and you guessed this wood right.
So it's Sirikota?
Yes, it is.
Nice. I really love this. I'm not sure if you can see it.
Probably. Yeah, that's an amazing detail right there.
Yeah.
I love it too. And that alongside the purflings and the very elegant rosette on the front.
Yeah, elegant.
Elegant. This is my lesson of this recording.
English lesson. English is not perfect as well, so...
Well, be kind, please. So, Andrea is a luthier based in Milan. And he actually learned and worked with Enrico Botelli, who is a master luthier, an Italian master luthier. And he's reflecting on very much a traditional Spanish guitar with this build, while also focusing on playability. And before we continue to listen to it, I want to highlight another wooden surprise right under the top. It's a 9-fan bracing system, and, well, you can't guess what it's made of. It's bamboo.
Bamboo?
Yes.
Crazy.
I have never seen or heard of a guitar with a bamboo fan brace or a bamboo brace in general.
Me neither.
But I think it's very special.
Yeah.
And I kind of wonder what it sounds like.
Yeah, me too. Let's see. Let's hear. It's very nice. I again love the basses.
Yes,
they're very, very deep, very strong, and
also had a very warm middle range.
Yeah, definitely.
So I loved it. That was kind of unexpected for a spruce top.
Yeah, actually, I also think that it sounds quite warm for a spruce top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Might be the bamboo. Who knows?
Oh. Yeah.
I also love that the purflings here are continued in the head. This is very, again, aesthetically pleasing to me, looking at it.
Yeah, that it's like a one-theme guitar.
That carries all through the design.
Yeah.
And how did the neck feel for you?
Very comfortable. You know, it's 51 millimeters, so again, with my small hands, I love
comfort
it.
Comfort zone, yes.
Yeah. But it's not, you know, it's maybe a bit less wide than some guitars, but it still has enough
roundness to the back,
to the back, so it doesn't feel like you're grabbing into nothing. So it's very comfortable. I really liked it.
Nice. So all in all, you know, a little hidden gem with the bamboo.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a special, for a special wood in the bracing. Why not a bamboo guitar?
Yeah, and
it's also very sustainable, you know, because...
But again,
yeah. After all, we're not botanicals. Just,
I wanna look at this bag and sides again because
yes,
this is just too beautiful.
It almost looks painted.
Yeah,
it almost looks painted.
Really, really nice.
Amazing.
Okay. All right. So the last guitar.
Yeah. Last but not least, it's a Manuel Adalid traditional CD 2024 model. Manuel Adalid, we know him, we love him. I've met him at the last year's Guitar Summit.
Mm.
Lovely guy.
Yeah.
Very, very caring and a good host. Very good host.
Nice.
Yeah. I remember.
Eating all the
stuff. He welcomed us in full, you know, Spanish manner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I loved it. And this guitar, to give you the hard facts, cedar top, Cocobolo back and sides. It has our smallest and slimmest neck of today's presentation. It's a 65 scale and a 50.5 millimeter nut width. So it's a little slimmer. You know, might not be a lot, half a millimeter, but in neck width it can be, or nut width it can be very important,
yeah.
That half millimeter. It has very intricate design on the rosette and the purflings, and also here in the headstock.
Mm. Oh yeah, very nice.
So, you know, we know Manuel is in Spain a well-known master of his craft.
Definitely.
Yes, and known for a blending tradition with innovative and modern ideas.
Mm.
And, well, I'm looking forward to hearing it and seeing what you think, especially about the neck. Pay some attention to the neck.
Okay, I'm really curious. Let's see how it sounds. Traditional sound and some modern touch.
I thought there is a lot of contrast
in
that guitar because the basses are really deep, but the trebles are really bright.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I love that for a cedar top as well.
Yeah, definitely. I also feel like the basses are almost like punchy and that really gives it the modern touch.
It's very responsive, right?
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. How do you feel about the neck?
Very comfortable. Yeah, I was afraid that the 50.5 millimeter,
yeah.
I was afraid that the 50.5 was going to feel a bit too slim. You know, sometimes you still need to have space for your fingers to put down. But actually, this feels perfect to me. And also, the back still has enough wood to really grab the neck and switch from chord to chord.
Yes.
Also, what I noticed is that this guitar is a bit heavier than the others that we had today. So it feels really nice on the leg. It's like I almost don't have to hold it, but it just really sits comfortably.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
So about the neck.
Yeah.
It's carbon fiber reinforced for stability.
Ah.
And I was wondering if, you know, as if in the volume or the roundness of the back, it could stand out.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has some volume, the neck. And for me, that's comfortable if you have a slim nut width to have enough volume.
I think that works together really well.
Yeah.
That it's slimmer in general, but has some volume to the back. Yeah.
Exactly.
And the thought of, you know, the carbon fiber reinforcement for stability, you know, is quite calming when you think of a guitar aging.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. That's great.
Yes.
I had no idea that this was inside of the neck.
Yes.
But that's great. It sounds like a really nice addition to a guitar.
To a good guitar. Yeah. Yes. So, that's
right.
It. For this month's, or February's, Deals of the Month guitars, we hope you enjoyed this little presentation and, you know, let us know which guitar you liked, what stood out to you sound-wise, look-wise, or if we next time can add something that would be further interesting to you about the guitars. And if you're interested in any of these, feel free to hit us up. Hit up our website or hit up our sales team via mail, via phone, and we'll be happy to help you.
Yep.
So,
thank you so much for watching and see you next time again.
Yeah, see you. Bye.
Bye.